Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Oh my goodness, I'm afraid that maybe some of our regular listeners in Houston have other things on their mind this morning besides the Healthy by Nature show, because Imelda has just dumped phenomenal amounts of water on them, and our hearts go out to them, and sure hope that I know the rains have quit, but boy, coming back from that kind of inundation with water, tricky business, because you sure do not want to move back into a home that has some mold going on, because that can be the beginning of a downhill slide in health. And anyway, our prayers go out to them. We are right approaching October, and two ways you can tell that. One is that they start beating you over the head to get a flu shot, and I'm not here to tell you don't get one. I do say that the people who probably would need it the most are the least likely to respond to the shots, and most of the time they only protect a very small percentage of the population because of how the whole system works. They don't know what bug is coming, and so they don't necessarily have it in the immunization. There's other stuff in there, and of course, Dr. Blaylock, that's been on the show, thinks that whole process is not something that your brain likes. But let me just say, I'm not particularly a fan. I think people should do their research. I've never had a flu shot, and knock on, if I can find some wood here, I've never had the flu, and I think that's because I realize that 70-80% of your immune system function starts and kind of resides in the gut. Your good bacteria not only fight off pathogens, they help keep your stomach acid normal so that you can dissolve the incoming pathogens, and they also signal your immune system what to do. A healthy microbiome is the reason that your body knows what's truly a threat and what isn't. So get ready, prepare your body, think about avoiding the things like Halloween candy and all the kind of stuff that drag down your immune system, and be prepared whether or not you decide to get the flu shot, which is certainly your choice. In the second half of the program today, we're going to talk with Dr. Anthony Thomas about learning, memory, and one thing you can do to make sure your brain isn't shrinking. That should be interesting. October is also, as it's coming up here, everything turns pink, maybe less than in the past. But another thing I'm not a fan of is raising giant buckets of money and then just throwing it at the same kind of cancer research that's been done for the 50 years. I really want you to listen carefully to Dr. Constantine Cassanos, who's my guest today, because that's where I send people that contact me about how to get intelligent cancer treatment. Not what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about depression and suicide, but this is the kind of thinking that you want on your side if you get that diagnosis. We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. Please stay with us. Lots of important information to come.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Hi, I'm Marty Whitakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Welcome back. I'm just tickled that you joined us today, and I think you will be too. In the studio, I have Dr. Constantine Kosanis. He's a medical doctor, and his lovely wife, Beverly, who is a kind of keeps the oars all in the water, head in the right direction, managing the Kosanis Institute. And I've invited them here today to talk about a different topic. But first of all, welcome. Thanks for getting up early and giving us part of your weekend.
Thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure being here.
Well, we're going to talk about depression and suicide and so on, but I brought up the subject of immunity and the fact that we get our cancer awareness, especially breast cancer awareness, in October, which I think is a little silly. I mean, who is not aware of it? What we need is more awareness of what to do besides the typical cutting, burning, and poisoning, which has a spotty track record, let's say. And there are just so many other tools that the average oncologist doesn't have. And before we shift gears here and talk about today's topic, I just want you to address briefly, why do I send people to the Kosanis Institute when they say they or somebody in their family has a cancer? What is different about your approach?
Cancer is not a physical disease only. It's a physical and emotional disease, primarily emotional. So what causes cancer is the toxic environment and the other people's attacks. So both of these things are the primary reasons. I can give you 100 reasons why cancer happens. But how do you address it? So the first thing I tell people, if they come in with cancer, is who you're upset at or who you're mad at because they have a problem. So we work with chromatotherapy or color therapy in order to correct the emotions. That's 50% of the problem at least. And the other 50% really is the immune system itself. So we need to address the brain and the immune system at the same time. And to address the immune system, you have to address nutrition, and you have to address the gut, as you mentioned earlier. So that's the beginning. So cancer really is a systemic disease. I approach it like diabetes type 3, that's what I call it. And you really need to pay attention to toxicities and also clean food, also electromagnetic fields. I mean, it's a whole thing that you have to do. A detoxification would be of emotions and toxins. This is the minimum thing we do with cancer.
So if I could put a pretty bow on that, it's holistic because you realize that the whole body is involved, including the part on the top of your shoulders, and you get everything working in the right direction, and you don't depend just on – you have access to all of the standard therapies, and there are times when I know you call upon those, but you also have a way of doing them in a way that doesn't sideline people, make them lose their hair and so on, as typical chemo does. And maybe we'll come back later in the fall and do a show just on
To understand cancer a little bit better, you know, in basic science, we say we're made of matter and energy. nobody discusses the conscience or the spirit. So really, that's a huge issue that we omit. So I think if we also include the conscience in the treatment, we're going to have much better results.
Well, and you don't get that everywhere. I have been in oncologist's office, a really highly ranked oncologist, and they've got bowls of candy sitting around. So they obviously don't understand what you understand about it being diabetes type 3 and that sugar is the friend of cancer and the enemy of your immune system. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
We have planned today to talk about another brain thing going on, which is a huge problem. I mean, 17 million plus people in the U.S.
It's an epidemic. It's a huge epidemic.
Depression.
Especially, you know, with the servicemen when they come back from whatever wars we send them to defend us. And about 60% of them have emotional PTSD. And quite a, you know, the other statistic that I saw the other day, that the homeless in throughout the U.S., 60% of them are veterans.
60%?
Are veterans, you know. And that's shameful. And we need to do something about it. There is a, you have to fix the brain to correct them to depression. So what I found out that we need to pay attention to the spirit and the emotions. And we can correct the most of the biochemical imbalances using a new, it's an old drug, but we use it in a different manner, ketamine, along with some special supplements to reverse depression. They've taken all the antidepressant drugs. If they don't work, then they qualify. And what I've seen nationwide, that about 80% of people with depression, if they use this program that we have, was about 6 weeks long, 6 weeks to 3 months long, then they get out of depression. Now, the ones that do not respond are the ones that have not resolved their emotional, spiritual concerns.
And ketamine is K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E, and I like that you combine that with supplements so that you're also nourishing the body to go in the right direction. And
we'll... Especially like PQQ, which is a quinine, and it's in the cell as an antioxidant. It has the antioxidant power 30 times to 5,000 times that of vitamin C. Really, so it promotes the creation of mitochondria. So when you look at the cell, you need energy. So I think some of the supplements that we use is to promote mitochondria.
The mitochondria, yeah. Let me, if I can interrupt just a second for our new listeners. Mitochondria are the little powerhouses that are inside. They're the little lithium batteries inside a cell.
Yeah, but half the cell is mitochondria. So
yeah, there are you maybe need, hundreds of them. But
yeah, you need to have them in order to make energy. Without energy, nothing happens. So how we promote mitochondria, you can do it with special electrolytes. Hans Nieper has some special supplements to support the cell.
And as a German scientist.
Yes, he's probably one of the best nutritionists ever. He's dead now, but is the Hans Nieper's transporters, mineral transporters. And what they do, they go exactly inside the cell, the cell wall, or the organelles, or the cytoplasm. There's a different kinds of minerals that go exactly where you want it to go. And then the South Americans have come up with an IV to recharge the cell by flip-flopping the potassium-sodium. When you're sick, sodium gets into the cell and potassium gets out of the cell. And so we need to recharge the cell by pushing the sodium out of the cell and potassium into the cell. And if people say, for example, back to cancer, sharks have the least amount of cancer. They studied 25,000 sharks in a row. They found one shark with cancer. So what sharks have, they're able to move the sodium out of the cell.
You're talking about electricity.
Yeah.
Well, electrical shock.
Well, you're talking about electrolytes.
Oh, yeah. Electrolytes.
Yeah, so that's what creates the charges. So you have to have 70 millivolts, you know, for the cell to function. And when you have cancer, the voltage drops to 15. So how are you going to get back to 70? special minerals, and also with the microcurrent and pulse electromagnetic fields. So the same thing applies to people that have depression. They need this as well. They need to charge the cells correctly so they can have more energy, more mitochondria. And we have several things like PQQ and CoQ10 will increase the mitochondria numbers in your cells.
Well, folks, you can gather, this is a pretty smart guy, and he's got so many more tools in his tool bag. I worry that now when people go to even their primary care doctor and they say, oh, I'm really down, and the light bulb goes up, oh, depression, send them to a psychiatrist, and they get out the prescription pad and give antidepressants or anti-anxiety drugs or all of the above. And, man, they take many weeks to kick in.
In the acute phase, it's okay to use drugs. But beyond a couple, 3 months, if they don't work, then what do you do? The other thing is about ketamine, it prevents the suicide. That's in my opinion, the drug of choice for suicide would be ketamine.
Well, I want to dig into that some more when we come back. What alarms me about the psych drugs that are typically given is a whole lot of side effects and serious trouble, including bizarre homicidal behavior and suicide and seizures if you try to get off of them quickly. Ketamine seems to be a much safer choice, and we'll learn more about that from Dr. Constantine Katsanis when we come back. This is the Healthy by Nature show. I'm Marty Whittakin. We're tickled you're with us today, and we hope you will send your friends and recommend the Katsanis Institute for anything that your regular doctors just bump by.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Katsanis Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Katsanis Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Katsanis Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Nut allergy now affects 2 American children in every classroom of 30. Health investigator Bill Sardi discovered the cause: lack of 3 nutrients, vitamin A, vitamin D, and fiber with bran. To prevent these deficiencies, Bill Sardi formulated a superior children's multivitamin called First in Class. It's the first of its kind. This 2-a-day multivitamin is great for every child, allergic or not, and it costs just 26 cents a day. Buy 3 bottles and get 1 free. That's an 8-month supply at a cost of just 20 cents a day. First in Class includes all the lettered vitamins, important trace minerals, and even lutein for the eyes. Kids' gummy vitamins simply do not provide growing children what their bodies need. Buy First in Class multivitamin for kids from LifespanNutrition.com. LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. Again, 800-247-5731. Make your kids first in their class.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
And we're back with Gus Casanos. Beverly, his practice manager and wife, is also with us. Their website, you don't have to figure out how to spell it. Just go to hbnshow.com, click on sponsors, and there's a link there. The phone number for those that would like to go that direction is 817-481-6342. 817-481-6342. And they're located pretty near the Dallas-Fort Worth airport for those that are coming in from more distant areas. And people do come from all over the country to see Dr. Casanos. We were talking about a treatment for suicidal thoughts, PTSD. I've seen lists that include migraine headache. Of course, the post-traumatic stress disorder. We were talking about the horrible, disgraceful problem that we have with homeless veterans, most of whom are suffering from that effect, the PTSD, because they can't get a job because they don't act normally. Also for postpartum depression, bipolar depression, even fibromyalgia. So what the heck is ketamine and why have we not heard about it?
Well, it is an anesthetic, and it's recently they use it for PTSD primarily, and we found out other uses. But we should only use it after you have failed traditional therapy. So if your issue is going to see your psychologist, psychiatrist, get on the medications for a few months. And if they fail all the treatments, then they qualify. And, you know, so this is a new thing that we're exploring right now. We have seen people that we have treated, not just in my clinic, but nationwide, how wonderful it is. It's a low-dose ketamine, and you have to be observed in a doctor's office. It's an IV that you take, and you're there for about 3-4 hours. And the rest of the day, you're going to take off and go home and rest. And the majority of the people that are using it, they do excellent. About 20% of them, if they've not resolved any spiritual issues, they could continue to have problems. So it's very safe if you use it correctly. It goes by weight. And there's some indications, the contraindications to use it. And, of course, you need a physician to supervise the treatment.
Well, and another benefit of having you in particular as a physician supervising, I mean, if there was a drive-through, like there used to be the old photo labs, which just occurs to me, those have disappeared, the little drive-up photo labs in the middle of a grocery store parking lot, that was dispensing ketamine, you wouldn't want to do that. No. Because if they come to you, you're going to find out, well, wait a minute, you're depressed because your thyroid isn't working right. If there are other fundamental issues.
Yeah, that's to be resolved. All the metabolic issues have to be resolved. You have to see a professional to treat your depression. And if that everything failed, then you qualify for the ketamine. Because how do you change the brain? And, of course, you have to have some nutrients that go with it. And you have to be very careful as you choose them. And if you choose them correctly and you address all the issues, the gut and the plasticity of the brain and the thyroid and the adrenals, then you move into this and then they do very well. You cannot just put everybody on it.
What about somebody who is feels that they're depressed, but they haven't been put on any of the conventional therapies? Can they come to you and you don't use ketamine, but you use all the other tools your tool bag?
Chromatotherapy, color therapy. Also work with a psychologist, no drugs involved. Susan Sisma, she's one of the best in the area. And, of course, Dr. Stephen Vasquez in Austin, who has pretty much promoted this. And you talk to the psychologist, do the color therapy or chromatotherapy, and they do
color therapy.
Yes, they do very well with it.
And I know you also use microcurrents.
Yes.
And some of the other modalities that you have for various things. There's ozone therapy, and if there's something that works, that's natural, that doesn't hurt you. You know about it,
yeah,
and have it in your practice. So.
But it is true that nutrition is the foundation for everything that we do.
Yeah.
So. Well, how are you going to detoxify or rebuild any function if you aren't giving the body what it needs?
Yeah.
I had a thing in the newsletter a couple of weeks ago about this kid in England. I think it was in the UK, who went blind and deaf, legally deaf and blind, because his diet was nothing but Pringles and fish and chips and junk food. And if you deprive the body of what it needs long enough, everything can shut down. It was just ridiculous. And why we as a nation don't address that as a part of how you're going to get well. I mean, the medical system is just, as it sits now, mainstream medicine, it doesn't have the capacity or the training to deal with the diet. They don't know what to tell somebody.
No, that's true. Patients are kind of left on their own to do their own research in most cases in the conventional system. It's only if they go to a functional medicine doctor that they get the whole picture, which would start with nutrition and the microbiome and your digestion. And then, you know, you look at the hormones and you make sure that everything is working properly, you know, before you go to any extremes.
Well, you need the good nutrition, you need the hormones, and you need the emotions. You got to address the emotions.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about here. Regardless of disease, whether it's cancer or PTSD or whatever, you need to see what's going on with the brain.
Well, for sure. And when people are left to their own devices for figuring out the diet, too often the answer is to go to Facebook or the internet and get whatever the latest fad going by. And then that doesn't take into account that people have different genetic needs. And I just say, well, the bottom line is everybody needs vegetables. Nobody needs sugar or white flour. If you can get those under control, then you can get fancy with the refinements and decide about what percentage of this or percentage of that is for the average person. You're nodding your head yes. I hope that means you agree.
Yeah.
I mean, you just get rid of the junk foods. Very simple. If it's not, if it's in a bag or a box and you're sick, don't eat it. That's
yeah.
Fresh.
Especially careful to drive up windows. It's so logical and so basic. I think mainstream medicine has to think, well, there must be more to it than that, because there's, you know, we need somebody in a laboratory somewhere to tell us different. But a lot of us just, wait a minute, what did grandma do? I mean,
that well, is so true.
Just. I have in the library on the website, I have a document about food then and now, just going back, 1,000 years or whatever. What was going on? I think it might be, I think the title is that we've changed the diet more than 100 years than we did in the 10,000 that preceded it. And it just does side by side of what we have done from, well, we were physically active getting the food, and there weren't any artificial chemicals in it, and it wasn't irradiated and didn't have Roundup on it. I mean, the list is very long.
As early as in 1933, the Department of Agriculture says that the soil that we grow the food has lost about 77% of its minerals.
And I don't think it's gotten better since 1934. Every time they check, the food has less nutrition in it, and yet they have the nerve to say, you don't need any supplemental vitamins. A balanced diet will do, and then they can't tell you what a balanced diet is. So thank you, Dr. Katsanis and Beverly, for being with us today. Again, the phone number is 817-481-6342, and there is a link on the sponsor page of the Healthy by Nature website, hbnshow.com. Just click on sponsors, and I think it's under both national and regional. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be right back with Anthony Thomas.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Do you wake up refreshed and ready for the day? Good quality sleep is crucial for restoring your body and your brain, so we can feel alert and energetic the next day. If you struggle to get to sleep or stay asleep, you'll be glad to know about Gero Formula Sleep Optimizer. This formula combines amino acids and herbs such as pharmagaba, tryptophan, valerian root, and hops to support the body in normalizing sleep. Stress, jet lag, and rotating work shifts are special challenges for sleep. They also benefit from Gero Formula's Optimizer's powerful yet gentle encouragement toward relaxation and healthy sleep cycles. Sleep Optimizer benefits all three stages of sleep so that you can awake rested and energized. Look for Gero Sleep Optimizer at fine health food stores nationwide. As you know, not every product is appropriate for every person, so please read label advice regarding youngsters, disease states, medication use, and pregnancy. For complete information, visit Gero.com. That's Jarrow.com.
I'm your host, Marty Wittekin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplements you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
With surgery, you can get a synthetic knee or shoulder, but wouldn't it be better to regenerate your original? Steroid shots may give temporary relief of chronic back pain. However, people may not be aware that they can actually make the underlying problem worse. The exciting new frontier of medicine is stem cell therapy. As youngsters, our own stem cells quickly fix problems. Sadly, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers as we age. Now we can replace them so that they can get to work on trouble spots. Please understand that not all stem cell treatments are alike. The type of stem cells that Marty recommends are the safest and most effective. The treatment is quick. It's simple, virtually painless, and affordable. Read Marty's article on HBNShow.com. Just enter stem cells in the search box. Call 972-303-0683 for your no-obligation consultation. Tell them Marty sent you, and it will be complimentary. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Well, that was the, I think, the classic taking a sip out of a fire hose situation. Dr. Kasanis is so passionate about all the things that he has at his disposal. I'm afraid we might overload you at times, but the takeaway is they will help you with whatever your conventional docs have failed to do, and you don't have to learn all of the buzzwords that we use today. You just need to go there and have them analyze your situation, because they will take into account everything that might be going on. We're going to talk now about something that's probably a little easier to get your arms around, and that's some just underappreciated B vitamins. And with me to do that is Dr. Anthony Thomas. He's a PhD and the Director of Scientific Affairs for Gero Formulas. We always enjoy having him on the show. Always feel bad we've gotten him up so early out there in California. Good morning, Dr. Thomas.
Good morning, Marty. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you this morning.
Well, I know you have a relatively young child and another one on the way, and your life is complicated enough without me getting you up to come on the show, so I appreciate your time.
No problem.
I wanted to talk again about vitamin B12. It is so important, and we're, just as a nation, interfering with it left and right without proper concern for what might happen down the road. And I see all of these elderly people that think that dementia is just something that comes with the territory, and you know, they make senility jokes and so on. But a whole lot of that are things that we can control. So let's start with, what are some of the basic roles of vitamin B12? Where does it come from? And then we can say, well, why won't we have enough? And go from there.
Well, B12 really doesn't have that many roles in the body. In fact, it's a cofactor for two known enzymes. And one of the reasons you typically see it associated with energy metabolism, I would say, is less direct. It does play a role in the metabolism of odd chain fatty acids, but that's not really the major role I think that it plays. It's important for the synthesis of neurotransmitters, which of course is important for brain health. And those neurotransmitters are important for regulating energy metabolism as well. So you think of dopamine and adrenaline. A lot of people think of adrenaline with the fight or flight reaction, right? And this helps redirect and govern energy metabolism during times of stress. And so B12 is critical in those pathways. And it comes typically from animal foods, so think meat, milk, and it's typically bound to protein in food. And so as we age, often our stomach produces less acid, and that acid is important for releasing protein-bound vitamin B12 in food so that the body can absorb it. And so older individuals and also vegetarians and vegans, as well as people taking antacids and medications that reduce stomach acid production, so think proton pump inhibitors. These are one of the most widely prescribed drugs in our country. All of these people may be at risk for low levels of vitamin B12 or frank deficiency, and of course this can adversely affect cognitive function.
Yes, and balance. One of the big reasons for injury to seniors and therefore disability, and sometimes, you know, if they break a hip in the process, can end up being fatal, is poor balance. And one of the reasons for that is low B12. I'm glad you brought up the acid blocking drugs. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, I make a big point of that, and we've done shows on with the author of an entire book on B12. It may not be many functions, but they're really critical ones.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredibly critical. That the role it plays, important for the synthesis of neurotransmitters, that's also an important role for the production of DNA and RNA, the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione, nitric oxide, which is critical for the dilation of blood vessels. So this can actually compromise various aspects of health, including cardiovascular health, so not just cognitive health.
Oh, well, if it's interfering with nitric oxide, does then that mean maybe high blood pressure?
That's right.
Yeah. So these things, we'll like today, cheerlead about B12, and we're going to talk maybe about folate and maybe get into why there are differences in the types that are available. But the truth is we need all of them, and they work together. And as part of the original plan, that we have this wide range of nutrients in their natural form because the body needs them and knows what to do with them.
Absolutely. So we have 8 water-soluble B vitamins, and most of them play intersecting roles. So they work together in the body, but very specifically vitamin B12, folate, and vitamin B6, you'll often see these three together because they play such important roles in intersecting metabolic pathways. So if you're deficient or have inadequate status of one, this can really compromise their intersecting roles within these metabolic pathways.
Yeah, they're team members, and they'll have their assignments, but, you know, what point is there having a quarterback if there's no receiver down the field? So it's kind of, you got to do all of them. You called my attention, your Jarrow formulas that contain methyl B12. And I said in the newsletter this week that a lot of people don't realize the one they're taking might be built on a cyanide molecule, which I understand is safe, but it certainly doesn't sound very logical or natural. What is the methyl form, and why is that different?
Right. So you'll hear the exact term methylcobalamin. That's methyl B12 versus cyanocobalamin, and that's the cyanide-based B12 that you spoke of, and that needs to be converted in the body to the methyl form, because the methyl form is the form that's important for those reactions critical to production of neurotransmitters and nitric oxide glutathione that we just talked about. And so methyl B12 is the form naturally found in food. It's thought to be better absorbed and retained by the body. And, of course, it's the biologically active form. So this is the form that's going to be used in the body, one of the main forms, whereas the other form, of course, needs to be converted to this form.
I'm going to use a humble analogy here. Your label on your standard multivitamin, especially when you get at a big box store or the less expensive ones, it'll say B12 on there, but it's kind of like buying furniture from IKEA. There might be some assembly required. It's not ready to go yet. So we're going to talk a little bit more about folate and some of the alternatives for boosting your B vitamin complex when we come back with Dr. Anthony Thomas. He's the director of scientific affairs for one of our very valuable longtime sponsors, Jarrow Formulas. So stay with us. This is the Healthy by Nature Show. I'm Marty Whittakin, your host, and our show website is hbnshow.com.
Your host, Marty Whittakin, has a new book, The Probiotic Cure. It contains big surprises, especially for anyone who thought that probiotics were just for regularity. For example, the subtitle of the book is A Guide to Overcoming Allergies, Gum Disease, GERD, Colds, Flus, Colitis, Fatigue, Cholesterol, IBS, Constipation, Diabetes, Excess Weight, Psoriasis, Sinus Infection, Crohn's, and more. Wow! Marty condensed a virtual flood of scientific research into entertaining lay terms that help explain why individuals react so differently to medications, foods, and diseases. It turns out that our bacteria are a crucial part of our body's basic instruction manual. The Probiotic Cure is a practical guide to avoiding bad bacteria and protecting yourself by supporting the good guys. The book is also packed with science-based advice on general health and answers to common health complaints. The Probiotic Cure is available from most booksellers and is competitively priced on healthworksmart.com or call 877-673-2536.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
The Healthy by Nature Show and its host, Marty Whittakin, recommend brands that are backed by science. For example, one founded by Dr. Emmick Blair, PhD, an award-winning chemist who's working to establish high standards for CBD in the holistic health industry. Through his extensive research, clinical studies, and passion for health, he has become a leader in the field of CBD delivery, absorption, and effectiveness. Dr. Blair has developed the next-generation liposomal solution and delivery system, CellGate, using liposomes that make a protective coating around formula actives to mimic how the body naturally absorbs nutrients. Studies show that CellGate preserves most hemp compounds well into the small intestines, delivering an absorption rate 20 times higher than regular hemp and 10 times higher than any other CBD found on the market. The brand, Puffin Hemp, is an all-natural and laboratory-grade CBD formula. Link to Puffin Hemp from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit puffinhemp.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My guest, Anthony Thomas, Ph.D., is the Director of Scientific Affairs at Jaro Formulas, a very science-based company. In fact, they get so deep into the science that retailers love it, but sometimes we need to step back and translate for lay people that have not heard some of these terms before, like methyl B12 versus cyanocobalamin. We should talk a little bit about folate, but before we do that, Jenny in Dallas wants to know, and I don't know if this is a reference that you have handy, but she said her vitamin B12 level is 1310. Is that a problem? What, and I guess in a broader context, can you overdo vitamin B12? What would be the downside?
Well, I haven't heard of many downsides of having too much vitamin B12. So it doesn't have an upper tolerable upper intake level because there hasn't been adverse effects associated with too much B12. That would be considered a very high level if that's your blood level in picomole per liter. And I don't think it would be an issue. Of course, she probably doesn't need to take supplements of B12 because her status is good. So I would say just focus on making sure her diet's well-rounded, and she has those other B vitamins, of course, to function in collaboration with B12.
Yes, excellent point. And isn't it folic acid / folate, which we're going to talk about now, another difference in form between one B vitamin and another form of it? But isn't it, if you get a lot of folic acid, it can mask a B12 deficiency? That's the only downside I've heard of it.
Right. So folic acid has a tolerable upper intake level because of its ability to mask B12 deficiency.
But just in the testing, right?
Right. But that's not true for actual natural folates. So folic acid is a synthetic molecule, and people don't realize that. It doesn't occur naturally in nature, really. And so what we get in food is different than the folic acid we find fortified in our food system and also commonly found in many dietary supplements. And there is an active form that we also use in many of our formulations that we just generically refer to as methylfolate.
I have added links to three of the Jaro Formulas products. There's a B12 plus folate, the in cherry flavor lozenges, another and there are many others, but I just put a sampling there, B12 lozenge and lemon, and then the B-Right, which is a complex. I think we ought to talk just briefly, we have about 3 minutes left here, about homocysteine. No, we don't like first thing on Saturday morning throw around these big words, but homocysteine mm-hmm. is a toxic substance that we need to know what it is, what it does, and how to avoid it.
Right. So homocysteine, this intermediate in the methionine cycle, and this is one of those pathways that B12, methyl B12 specifically, this methylated form of folate called 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, these are active forms that collaborate in the body in these metabolic pathways. And homocysteine can accumulate if you have deficient methyl B12 or methylfolate availability. And this toxic metabolite is actually independently associated with cognitive impairment, brain atrophy, and cardiovascular disease. So it's very important that you have adequate B12 and methylfolate along with B6 to metabolize homocysteine and reduce levels in the body.
I guess that might be one of the reasons why even if you get a blood test and it shows you're in the low normal range, studies have shown that even in that low range, still normal, quote unquote, but in the low end of that, there's still more shrinkage of a key part of the brain, the hippocampus, which we don't hear much about. But I recall a nutritionist once telling me it's kind of like the Lily Tomlin of the brain. When she was on Saturday Night Live, she was the switchboard operator, and she said, well, connect this thing to that thing, and this goes to long-term memory, and this goes to short-term memory. And a lot of good stuff happens in the hippocampus, and you don't want that shrinking. So it ended up showing up as poorer performance on tests, memory learning, and all of that. So it isn't a matter of avoiding deficiency, it's being optimum. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes we get too hung up on cutoffs, like my background in diabetes, fasting blood sugar over 125 is considered diabetic. But if you have a fasting blood sugar of, say, 124, just below that cutoff, does that mean you're not at risk? Of course not. And you brought up a great point, and that's that one in five older adults, so one in five adults that are 60 years or older, actually have B12 status in that low to normal range. And that, in fact, has been associated with cognitive decline and poor memory performance. So, you know, an argument where supplementation can really help.
Well, especially something that is not all, it's not a really expensive supplement, pleasant to take. You might actually feel the difference, and you can't hurt yourself with it. So that same thing can't be said for drugs that are supposed to help your memory. First of all, most of them don't work, and they have toxic downsides. We got just a little dab of time when we come back, and I do have a couple of quick announcements, and we'll let Dr. Thomas give us some parting thoughts, so please don't go away. We love having you with us. We love having you tell your friends and family. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome the gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
I recently got a snail mail question. I suppose this person maybe doesn't have email. And if that's the case, then go ahead and write. But if you do have email, so much better than calling the show or sending snail mail, because that's how I can cover the most people the fastest. And I don't have enough help, and that's one reason I'd like to put out an appeal. I need to have an intern, which we will pay, a paid internship perhaps, or it could be somebody that just really knows a lot about social media and how to use it, who's at home and has time on their hands. We're not maximizing our exposure on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and so on, and we want to reach as many people as possible. So just go to hbnshow.com on the About Us, and there's a contact page. Get in touch, please. And I also want to mention next week, Bill Sardi, I think, which should be great. Anthony Thomas, PhD, is my guest. He's the Director of Scientific Affairs for Gyro Formulas. And before we go, Dr. Thomas, please mention diuretics as another reason why we might be low on the B vitamins we need. I recall that at one point there was some talk that the makers of alcoholic beverages wanted to put in at least vitamin B1, but their FDA said no, that would contaminate the product. Is alcohol, what about caffeinated beverages, drugs?
Sure, these are incredibly popular drinks, right? So most people know from experience that when they have some wine or beer or any other cocktails, that they often find themselves needing to urinate. And of course, you know, me being in California this morning, the first thing I did was go to make some coffee to help me wake up. But that's also a common diuretic, just as many other caffeinated beverages are, which are extremely popular in our society.
And of course, there's blood pressure medicines.
Oh, yeah. And so again, you find yourself urinating more and you think nothing of it. But in fact, these water-soluble B vitamins, various other minerals and nutrients can be leached out of the body when you're urinating more. And so this may increase your need for it. So again, you have to balance your intake with your body's need.
Well, I sure appreciate your being with us today and calling attention to these basic, often taken for granted and not fully appreciated B vitamins. And I did, as I say, put some links to the B Right Complex, which has all of these Bs in their active forms, so no need for assembly required, and also B12 and a B12 and folate, so you can supplement. If you're already on a good product and you want to add some B12, there are choices. Please thank Daro for supporting the show and for allowing you to be on this morning, and thank your wife for putting up with me.
Absolutely. And people can go to jarroonline.com if they'd like more information.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
With surgery, you can get a synthetic knee or shoulder, but wouldn't it be better to regenerate your original? Steroid shots may give temporary relief of chronic back pain. However, people may not be aware that they can actually make the underlying problem worse. The exciting new frontier of medicine is stem cell therapy. As youngsters, our own stem cells quickly fix problems. Sadly, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers as we age. Now we can replace them so that they can get to work on trouble spots. Please understand that not all stem cell treatments are alike. The type of stem cells that Marty recommends are the safest and most effective. The treatment is quick, it's simple, virtually painless, and affordable. Read Marty's article on hbnshow.com. Just enter stem cells in the search box. Call 972-303-0683 for your no-obligation consultation. Tell them Marty sent you, and it will be complimentary. Call 972-303-0683 today.